This is Legally Binding Attachments, a Star Wars prequels trilogy fanfic, written by Rose Stone and read by Rena Jenkins,
Revolutionary Joe,
Bessie Boo,
and Cece Rambles.
Obi-Wan,
Padme said, smiling as she took his hands.
What a pleasant surprise.
Is Anakin around? I was hoping to speak to both of you.
Padme stared up at him for a moment, before clearly deciding it wasn't worth trying to lie.
He's in the kitchen. Anakin?
Anakin shuffled into the main room, chin up.
Hello, Master. Is something wrong?
I just got out of a most tedious council meeting, so you could say so,
Obi-Wan said, taking a seat. Padme and Anakin sat on the couch opposite him, with a considerable distance between them.
I do wish you could resist the urge to do something scandalous for once in your life, Anakin.
Anakin said.
If this is private, maybe I should go,
Padme said, standing and brushing at her skirts.
No, do stay,
Obi-Wan said.
It does concern you, after all.
Padme sank back down, face a perfect politician's mask.
I see.
Obi-Wan transferred his gaze to Anakin, who had been slowly but steadily pressing further into the arm of the couch.
Would you care to guess why the council is upset with you, Anakin?
No. I have no idea. At all.
Obi-Wan flicked a glance at Padme, who lifted her chin and said,
I'm sure I have no idea what kind of internal Jedi matters could have led to this meeting, Master Kenobi.
Very nice, both of you,
Obi-Wan said, smiling widely.
A pity you couldn't keep it up all the time.
I'm not sure what you mean,
Padme said.
Well, perhaps I'll have to be a little more blunt. I have just spent the last few hours arguing the council into agreeing not to throw Anakin out of the order because of your secret marriage.
Oh, shit,
Anakin blurted. Padme glared at him, and he covered his mouth with both hands. Padme turned back to Obi-Wan, eyes dark and concerned.
If you don't mind my asking, how did they find out? We were so careful.
You were careful,
Obi-Wan echoed, deadpan.
Ah, yes. That explains the three separate betting pools on how long it would take the council to take action.
Anakin let out a muffled shriek, sliding down the couch. Padme sighed, slid across the gap between them, and patted his shoulder.
It isn't very Jedi-like to take advantage of your position on the council to win money, Obi-Wan.
Oh, I didn't introduce the topic,
Obi-Wan said.
That was Mace Windu, and nobody would let me into the pools in any case.
Padme raised her brows at him.
However,
he added,
Rex, Garen, and Bale all agreed to split the proceeds with me if I was right about how long Mace's obliviousness would last. So yes, I will be doing rather well.
Anakin let out a muffled wail, slid the remainder of the way off the couch, and rolled onto his face.
My life is over.
Obi-Wan sighed.
Did you not hear the part where they agreed not to throw you out?
Anakin jerked his head up.
How?
He demanded.
I broke so many rules. I have attachments, legally binding ones.
I pointed out that in this time of war, we can't afford to get rid of a talented general, especially considering how few of us are left. Between the debt toll and those too psychologically strained to return to the front lines. Quite frankly, Anakin, I suspect your attachment to Padme has kept you anchored to the light when so many have teetered on the edge of falling, and I told the council so. Love may create biases, but it also seems to have acted as a significant stabilizing force for you. Something that a great many others could also use.
Oh,
Anakin said, blinking at him.
Okay.
And what about later?
Padme asked, frowning.
The war will end eventually.
Perhaps they'll ask him to make a choice then,
Obi-Wan said.
But you know as well as I do that the war isn't going to end soon. And you'd be surprised how easily people can get used to the unusual. It may well be that by the end of the war, the council will have come to accept Anakin's unusual circumstances.
Ha!
Anakin said.
Not likely.
We shall see,
Obi-Wan said, settling back in his chair and smiling.
Who knows what the future may hold, after all.
You frequently,
Anakin said.
Well, at least we don't have to keep lying. I wasn't enjoying that.
Padme snorted.
At least you don't have to walk into the Senate tomorrow and wonder how many people there knew about us and never bothered to tell us lying was pointless. I thought Bail was trustworthy.
Oh, he is,
Obi-Wan assured her.
He just thought it was funnier this way. I agree entirely.
Oh, I hate you,
Anakin said, dropping his face to the carpet again.
No, you don't,
Obi-Wan said cheerfully.
So, now that we're all being honest with one another, do you have any embarrassing stories to tell about my ex-Padawan, Padme? I promise I can return the favor.
Padme glanced down at Anakin, back up at Obi-Wan, and smiled.
Well...
I hate everybody,
Anakin announced.
I'm going to go back to Tatooine and become a hermit.
Padme rolled her eyes.
Come on, get up, and we'll go have dinner. It's not like you've never seen Obi-Wan doing something stupid, Annie.
Well, okay.
Anakin pushed himself upright, still pink in the face.
I haven't forgiven you,
he added, mock scowling at Obi-Wan.
Yet,
Obi-Wan returned, smiling.
As you have pointed out, I can be rather prescient, and I foresee that we'll be friends for many years to come.
The end.
No, sorry.
That was my fault, not Darcy's.